Hey, welcome into the Big Ten Huddle. I'm your host, JR. I've got a lot to talk about going on in the Big Ten. We got our power rankings to talk about now. And Kent, I know that smirk over there. You're very proud of something you've done with your power rankings. Obviously, the YouTube viewers can see it. Why don't you announce to the podcast viewers what you have done with your power rankings this time after week eight?
I'm just taking the teams as what they are, and I'm ranking them appropriately. So
no brand bias?
No brand bias whatsoever. This is not clickbait. You know, this isn't me trying to win over a fan base or anything like that. I just, you know, I'm watching the games and I'm understanding what's happening, and a little shake up at the top, you know, just a little one. And
well, what's the shakeup? Tell the podcast listeners, what's the shakeup?
So I did bump up Indiana a couple spots to number one in the overall rankings, in my power rankings. And, you know, I guess if we're going to jump right into it, like, I can't argue against them anymore. I can't do it. It's getting exhausting to try to do this on Twitter. And, like, all week, everybody just kept saying, like, Indiana hasn't played anybody. Indiana has, well, all year, actually, like, skip the whole week. Like, it's been all year people have been saying that about Indiana. And this was supposed to be the game that, you know, Indiana comes back down to earth and, like, everyone realizes, like, hey, they're not that great because they haven't played anybody. And they didn't, you know, they went and blew Nebraska out today. And that has to stand for something at this point. They're 7-0. They've been blowing everybody out. I'm at the point now where I think that some of the lower teams that they blew out, like, they could have won by more at this point because of what they just did to Nebraska. So I'm all in. I'm smoking the cigs. I'm, you know, Curtis Rourke for Heisman and all the good stuff about Indiana. I'm with it, man. I am never daunted, that's for sure. Ever.
I was gonna say, you are now never daunted, Big Ten casual, never daunted casual, whatever you want to call it. So
never.
Are you worried about the Curtis Rourke injury though? I mean, you know, Curtis Rourke's been dealing, went out in the at the end of the first half. You know, Taven Jackson seemed to do okay, but I mean, are you nervous about Curtis Rourke having him number one there? Or were you like, look, this team's even better without Curtis Rourke. I don't need him.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if Cade McNamara was playing quarterback for Indiana with Kurt Cignetti coaching, they would still be doing this. It's not the players, it's the program. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter who's, you know, they're playing for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. I've been told. So I'm all in.
That didn't help Purdue on Friday night because Purdue had everybody was named.
Had
one
them on both. Yeah, I know.
They should have not had any names on the back of their jersey
at
that point.
Which, by the way, I don't want to kick Purdue while they're down, but I hate when teams do that. I cannot stand that. Like, that's so stupid. And it's such a try-hard move to put, like, we're all playing for the same name. Like, we already know what team you're on. Like, and for them, of all people, to do it, it's like, oh, God, this is such a bad spot to do that in. Anyways,
I don't feel bad kicking certain teams when they're down, because I literally have teams in my mentions and in my DMs right now, like, telling me, like, make sure you put us as low as possible on your Big Ten rankings. Like, I literally had a Rutgers fan in my mentions telling me rank us below Purdue at this point. It's like, guys, you're still 4-3. Like, Purdue's what, 1-6 at this point? Can't rank you lower than that. But
yeah.
So I'm not going to do that to Rutgers just quite yet. And yes, Sonny is right. Kent did get bullied by the Never Daunted. And
I don't know, though, because, like, all right, hear me out, though, for real. Like, neutral field, are you super confident that Indiana is losing to anybody right now? Like, you can't be that confident.
Well, that's my reasoning for not ranking Nebraska lower. Like, I have Nebraska at 7th right now, still ahead of Michigan State, who just beat Iowa before we came on here, and below Wisconsin, who has been exceptional on defense the past 3 weeks. Like, we're talking about this running game and Braden Locke and stuff like that. Like, yeah, they've scored a lot of points, but it's been this defense that's been exceptional, and the offensive line has been very good as well, but it's been this defense that's really carried them as far as they've come now. And, like, at this point, I can't look at a team and say this team is better than Nebraska right now, because guess what? If Michigan State played Indiana, I think they'd get blown out. If Iowa played Indiana, I think they'd get blown out. Like, there's a lot of teams right now that if they play Indiana, I'm picking them to be blown out. Like, they have reached that, like, Oregon-Ohio State status for me right now, where it's like, if you play them, you're getting blown out. And that's honestly why I ranked them above Penn State, because Penn State is one of those teams that I'm like, if you play them, you might make it close, but I feel very confident any of these teams, like sixth or lower, if you play them, you're getting blown out by Indiana.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think that there's, and I do think that we should point out that, like, there's some clear separators that are starting to happen. Like, I think that, like, for us, you know, it's pretty obvious that clearly I have Indiana one, so it's not going to be the same at the top right now. But those top six teams, like, I think are starting to, you know, rise to the top, if you will. Like, the cream always rises to the top. And I think that's what's starting to happen with those six teams. And then everything below that is such a jumbled mess of, like, everyone has beat up on each other throughout the year already. Even, like, in week eight, when we've only played, like, four or five conference games at this point, you know, it's just been a bloodbath at the bottom of the conference. So it's really difficult, but I think that there's a clear separator between, like, the, like, where we have Wisconsin and, like, everybody else, I think. And even, yeah, even at the bottom as well, like, with some of the teams that we have at the bottom, you know, I guess we kind of have a mix up. We'll go through it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and talk about my rankings really fast for the podcast listeners. Obviously, if you're on YouTube, you can see it, but I'll talk about mine really fast for the podcast listeners. And then Kent, you can kind of go through yours for a few minutes. I have Oregon number one, Ohio State number two still. I have Indiana number three. I moved them up above Penn State, kind of like for the reasoning I gave earlier. I just feel that confident in Indiana right now that they're going to beat any team that they play in the Big Ten soundly. I don't feel the same way about Penn State. Unfortunately, they went to USC, and yeah, they pulled that one out, but that was a game that early on Penn State was losing by two scores. And so,
or even the Illinois game at home, like, was close.
The Illinois game, I do give them a little bit more credit for that, because Illinois is a good team. I have them fifth, you know. But even Illinois, like, I think it was somebody earlier was saying Illinois should be higher. Like, yeah, that was a huge win against Michigan. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think that Illinois is a very good football team, but we're talking about four teams in front of them that are arguably all top five teams in the country right now. Like, Illinois at fifth, they're, like, I tweeted it kind of joking earlier, but the more I thought about it, the more I see people playing, like, I probably would rank Illinois top 10 at this point. Their only loss is at Penn State during a whiteout atmosphere. I know it wasn't technically a whiteout, but, like, a like whiteout atmosphere. So, I mean, for me, they're fifth on here, but they're top 10 in the country in my mind. And then after that, you have Wisconsin, who Wisconsin's only losses this season is to USC on the road, which, like, yeah, that wasn't great, but that was, I think, their first game with Braden Locke as the starting quarterback, and to Alabama, who, you know, Alabama obviously is not as good as many people thought, but I think their pure athleticism is kind of what got them over the hump there with Wisconsin. And then I have Nebraska, similar reasons to what I said earlier, even though they got blown out, there's a lot of teams I think could get blown out right now. And then Michigan State. Look, Michigan State has only lost to Ohio State, Oregon, and Boston College. Like, Boston College obviously is not a top, you know, 20 team or something like that, but two of your three losses are to Ohio State and Oregon. Like, there's not much more you can do about that. And they just beat Iowa with a super good game plan to beat Caleb Johnson. And, you know, we can talk about how Brendan Sullivan should have been playing in that game. I think he should have. But it is what it is. That's what Kirk Ferentz decided to do. And then you have Iowa, Minnesota, Washington, Michigan. I don't have any confidence in Michigan right now, not with this offense. Like, I was telling you before we came on, Kent, I legitimately feel bad for this Michigan, like, defense, because they're doing everything they can to try and stop teams right now, but this Michigan offense just keeps turning the ball over, and it's like, what are they supposed to do? Like, they just keep going out there and trying to stop the team. The fact that they held Illinois to 21 points in this game with the field positioning that Illinois was getting and some of the stuff that they were doing, like, it was astounding to me. And then Maryland, I put Maryland up above USC, USC at 14th, right under USC. I have UCLA at 15th. And then I have Rutgers, even though Rutgers is 4-3, this is not the Rutgers team that started the year. Like, this is not by any means who we saw the first four games of the season with Rutgers. They're riddled with injuries right now. They're not playing good football. They're relying too much on their quarterback, who is not a difference maker, and it is what it is. And then I have Northwestern and Purdue. So, Kent, why don't you talk through yours right now?
Okay, I'll go the opposite way because of, like, some of the thoughts that I had on some of the same teams. But Purdue, and then I put Rutgers at 17. Sad. Like, is the only way I can describe Rutgers right now, because I was so in love with this team at the beginning of the year, and I'm just not, and obviously not anymore. They're not playing with that same heart that they had at the beginning of the season. It's really tough to see, and it's really rough to watch their games. But UCLA all the way up to 16 for me, USC 15, Maryland 14. I have Northwestern way up at 13 because, and again, I saw some comments on YouTube last week about how this is not like a results ranking, it's a power ranking. But you know, Northwestern lost to Wisconsin today. I have Wisconsin way ahead of them, so like, it's not like I'm crazy to put them at 13. And they did blow out, I feel like it was a blowout, it felt like a blowout last week against Maryland. Minnesota at 12. Michigan, I wanted to talk about because of what you said. How bad would they be if that defense wasn't playing well? Like, they'd be embarrassingly bad after a national championship, and then you have this offense. It's really, really tough look. I put Nebraska all the way down to 10. I kind of want to – I'll circle back on Nebraska, but then Washington at 9, Iowa at 8. I still think Iowa is a really good team, man. And the crazy thing is I just started really coming around on them last week, where the weeks prior to that, I was kind of ranking them lower. And then the Washington win, I was like, oh, man, this team's really good. And then what happened today? But then Michigan State was another one. Like, you said exactly what I wanted to say. I have them at 7. Like, they don't have any bad losses. Like, Boston College is their worst loss, and that was on the road, and it was raining outside. I know people don't like to blame weather, but it was raining. And Aiden Childs is 19 years old. I don't know how many times he's played in the rain. So, Wisconsin at 6, Illinois at 5, Penn State at 4, Ohio State at 3, 2 is Oregon, and of course, number 1 is your Indiana Hoosiers, ladies and gentlemen. I think I got it right. Like, I know the comments are telling me that I'm wrong right now and I'm crazy. Well, that's fine, though. Say.
Everybody's saying Indiana hasn't beat anybody, and that's and I get it. Like, if I was a Penn State fan, I would be very upset by these rankings as well right now. But I offer you the counter argument. Who has Penn State beaten? Like, West Virginia? Illinois? I know you beat Illinois at home, but that was still a close game, and that was still in a whiteout environment against a top 20 team right now. Now, I think they're probably top 10, but still, like, I just, like, I look at this Indiana team, like I said, Penn State has struggled against Bowling Green. Penn State, yes, they did beat Illinois, but at the same time, they did not beat UCLA by nearly as much as I feel like they should have. I know they didn't have Nick Singleton, and I know that's a big part of it, but I just, like, I don't feel as confident in Penn State blowing certain teams out and doing things right now than other teams. And Penn State, I know it was on the road at USC. They should not have been that close of a game with USC. I'm sorry. And it took, like, a record-setting performance of Tyler Warren. So I know I get called a Penn State hater, and that's fine. Whatever. Call me a Penn State hater. But I think, objectively speaking, if you're watching Indiana and Penn State right now, Indiana with Curtis Rourke, and this could change if Curtis Rourke isn't the starting quarterback, but with Curtis Rourke, this Indiana team just looks like the better team right now. And I don't think Penn State has any super huge win on their resume to vault them over Indiana at this point. Illinois, you could argue. Like, if you argue Illinois, I wouldn't take it all that far. But at the very least, they are tied. Indiana, Penn State, at the very least, are tied right now.
I get that, but so if we're talking about those two games just specifically, like Penn State versus Illinois and then Indiana versus Nebraska, which happened today, like, so many people I felt like were kind of clinging to Nebraska, like, this is the wake-up call for Indiana. 56-7? That's the wake-up call? No. Like, this team is legit. Like, Penn State does not have a win, I don't care if it's against whoever it's against, that made me go, holy crap, this team is really good. Like, I can't believe they just did that. They have some good wins this year. Don't get me wrong. They're still undefeated. I love Penn State. I'm definitely not going to get called a Penn State hater. Maybe in the comments tonight, but I'm on record. Drew is my favorite quarterback. I'm on record saying multiple times this year and last year that I thought that they had the best running back room in the country, not the conference. I've said so many nice things. I picked them to win the conference last year. I didn't do it this year, but last year I picked them to win the whole conference. So I love Penn State. I refuse to be called a Penn State hater, but they just don't have that win, like you're saying, JR, that just like kind of made me sit back in my seat and go, wow, this team is so good. Like, they have some good wins, but nothing like what I saw from Indiana today. And one last thing about me putting Indiana number one. I know that my power rankings get like printed out and taken to the courthouse and people swear over them every week, but it's just I'm just a guy on Twitter. And I think that Indiana's done enough this year that they deserve to be ranked in my fake rankings one time, number one. Like, it's not going to hurt anybody. Everybody's going to be fine. I promise you, everything's going to be okay.
Well, and we'll see. I mean, Indiana, they play Michigan, which is 12th in my power, or yeah, 12th in my power rankings right now. So it really shouldn't be that big of a deal. They also play Washington, who is 11th in my power rankings right now. But I mean, we'll see what happens against Ohio State. We'll see Penn State against Ohio State, and then we'll see what happens with Indiana against Ohio State. I know transitive property is not a thing, but if I'm watching those two games, I'm going to see who plays these two teams better. So it's going to be very interesting. At the end of the day, I think Penn State and Indiana are both playoff teams. Like, I was there for a while saying, like, okay, the Big Ten is only going to get three teams in the playoffs, but like last week or 2 weeks ago, Indiana changed my mind. I was like, this Indiana team is going to be the fourth team in the playoffs, whether they're 11th, 10th, 9th, whatever, 5th, who cares? They're going to be in the playoffs if they keep winning at this rate and they only lose to Ohio State, which honestly, at this point, I think they're going to lose to Ohio State, but I was tweeting about it earlier. Ohio State's defense got burnt by Oregon quite a bit last game, and if Indiana's offense is able to do that against Ohio State, could be bad. And yeah, Indiana does a very good job of getting turnovers as well. In this game, you saw it against Nebraska. I know it's a freshman quarterback, but still, like, we'll see. I'm just saying it's not a gimme win for Ohio State, like a lot of people were thinking.
No,
do I still favor
the great
Ohio
thing,
State?
Like,
yes, but...
Yeah, like what you're saying, the great thing is we're going to find out. I'm trying to, like, keep up on all these comments that people are throwing in here right now. The Penn State guy, he just said, Kent, simple question, and I'm so glad he asked this, by the way. Do you think that Indy would be Indiana, would be Oregon or OSU right now on a neutral field? Okay, I'll be honest, I'm not sure. But the fact that I'm saying I'm not sure is enough for me to put them at number one this week, because they've had the more impressive wins. They've been blowing everybody out. And I'm seriously not sure that they would lose that game. I think that they could beat both of them. I think that both of them should beat Indiana because they have, you know, higher ranked recruits and overall better coaching. They should, more NIL money. They should be winning this game, these games. Yeah. But does that mean that I think that Indiana would for sure lose those games? No. And like I said, that was enough for me to say, you know what, for this week, I'm going to put Indiana number one. I think that they deserve it this week.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing too. Like, if we wanted to go off like who has the more talented team and all this stuff, like these rankings would never change, honestly. Like, if we went off that, like, a loss would hardly change things. Like, if you want to go get like a that's one of the whole things that I have a problem with Josh Pate's like power rating system, which, you know, I'm not trying to dog Josh Pate here, but like, that has SEC teams at the top every single time, and you're going to have Ohio State in the top three every single time. Even if Ohio State goes out and loses three games, they're still going to be in the top three or five the entire season, which for me is like, okay, that's probably true, but it's a whole lot more fun to look at who actually plays who, what wins happen, how much does people win by, stuff like that, margin of victory. Like, for me, it's a whole lot more fun to look at it this way. So I'm not saying you're wrong, Penn State guy, that that, you know, Oregon and Ohio State would most likely beat Indiana on a neutral field. I think you're probably right, but like, it's just a whole lot more fun to look at it this way.
and like, you're not positive about that though. Like, at the beginning of the season, you would have said for sure that's going to be a loss. Like, you're not 100% positive about that. Like, I like to go back, and I know, again, we're not doing like a schedule rankings, but like, Indiana versus Idaho, I'm comparing Oregon's schedule right now. Like, I think Indiana would blow Idaho out, and Oregon didn't do that.
Yeah.
So, like, there's another comparison right there. Like, I actually do think that Indiana would have blown them out at home because they blew out everybody at home, lesser opponents. Oregon didn't, you know? Ohio State did, but then they have a loss. So it's like,
you know what we need, Kent? A Big Ten playoffs.
Ooh, that would be really fun.
Yeah, the traditionalists really just hated that I said that right now. But let's be honest, like, this is where the sport is trending to. At some point, you are going to have a Big Ten playoffs and an SEC playoffs, and it's going to be like the top eight teams. It's basically going to be the NFL. You're going to have the top eight teams play each other, get to the middle, and you'll have the Big Ten and the SEC play each other for the championship. I've been on record saying that for the past 2 or 3 years. Like, that's where the sport is going right now, which, you know,
that would be way more fun.
You'd lose a lot of the traditional aspects of it, and I think that would be difficult to get through. But, like, seeing this 12-team playoff, like, if there was 12-team playoffs, Indiana would not be nearly as much talked about as they once were. Illinois wouldn't be talked about nearly as much as they once were.
True, and that's very true.
And people would be looking at Penn State and saying, like, oh, same old Penn State. They're going to have a weak schedule and yada, yada. I think it's a whole lot more fun looking at it this way, to where now I'm talking about Penn State being like, well, what Penn State, like, Penn State could have a home game in the playoffs. Like, if they're the 8th seed or the 7th seed or even the 5th seed, like, they're going to have a home game in the playoffs. You're going to have a whiteout in December against Tennessee, Ole Miss, you know, Notre Dame, whoever it is. Like, give me that all day long. I would love to see that. And man, if we can get 5 Big Ten teams in these playoffs, you think about it, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Indiana, Illinois. Like, if you could get that, dude,
I don't know if that's
so awesome.
Is that going to be possible with the way the schedule shakes out? Like, someone's going to have 2 losses, right?
Well, yeah.
Like, it would be tougher. Like, okay, so, like, if Penn State's going to make it, they're going to have to beat Ohio State probably. That would give Ohio State 2 losses.
So if Penn State beats Ohio State and Ohio State beats Indiana, no. So if Ohio State beats Penn State and then Ohio State also beats Indiana.
It's so early to be doing this.
I know, but they still only have 1 loss each. Like, you have Oregon undefeated.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
1 loss Ohio State, 1 loss Indiana, 1 loss Penn State. And I forget who Illinois plays. I'll have to look it up, but.
Could you imagine a Florida State fan listening to this right now? Like, 4 teams with 1 loss are going to get into the playoffs. This is ridiculous.
And they have 1 win right now.
I know, but from last year, you know what I mean.
I know. I'm just saying. Honestly, so Illinois plays Oregon. If Illinois beats Oregon, which is not, I don't think that's going to happen. Sorry, Sonny. But if at Oregon, if Illinois wins, you're looking at an Oregon team with 1 loss, an Illinois team, Indiana, Penn State, and Ohio State possibly all with 1 loss.
Please,
like,
make that
be
happen.
Insane.
Please, I'll be cheering for Illinois so hard in that game then, just for that scenario to be a possibility.
I don't want to know what the mental gymnastics, like the tiebreaker gymnastics are of if Penn State beats Illinois, but Illinois beats Oregon, but Oregon beats Ohio State, and Oregon beats Indiana, and then does Indiana get to the... Okay, I'm really rooting for Illinois.
I'm lost. I feel like we should. I feel like we didn't give enough love to some of these other teams, though. I was really happy to see you had Wisconsin in the same spot as me. Are you on the Badgers with me now?
Yeah. I got myself in a little bit of hot water with the Wisconsin fans last episode because I said that their offensive line was going to face a little bit of a test against Northwestern, which I don't think was wrong. I think Northwestern has a good defensive line. I just think that other areas of their team are not nearly as good, and they rose to the test and they had a really good game. So for me, I looked at that was one of the biggest things in this game, and Wisconsin's offensive line was really good, and like I said, they have a really good defense. And so for me, like, I watched that game and I'm like, man, Wisconsin, who have they lost to? They lost to a USC team on the road, which granted is not a great loss now that we're seeing USC play the way they're playing, but then they also lost to Alabama. Like,
yeah,
like, Nebraska lost to Illinois and Indiana. I guess both those teams are better than Alabama. I think they are both better than Alabama. So you could say that, like, Nebraska deserves to be over Wisconsin. But Nebraska got blown out. Like, it wasn't even close for that entire game. Which, I guess, Wisconsin got blown out by Alabama, too. So you can kind of go back and forth there. But, yeah, that's...
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I really... Like, one of the things I was thinking about right before we started tonight was, like, how, like, no offense to USC fans at all, like, because I love that USC's in the Big Ten and they're really fun to watch and, like, cheer for and all that good stuff. But I really wish that Wisconsin did not blow that game, because then they're right up there in the mix with all these other 5 teams that we were just talking about. Like, Their only loss would have been to Alabama, which like no one would hold against them. And then it would have been, they would be undefeated in the Big Ten, just like these other five teams, with the exception of Illinois, you know? So yeah. I just wish they would have held on to that game, because then we have like another team that we're throwing into that mix of like potential playoff team and like who's going to actually make it to Indy this year. Like it would have just been fun to have one more team in there, even though I'm not getting greedy. Like I'm glad that we got five that are in the mix right now, I feel like, but I guess technically like Wisconsin is still in the mix because they only have the one loss in conference. Like they could still make the Big Ten championship. I mean, if we're talking about Illinois potentially making it, then I think that Wisconsin could too.
I think Wisconsin has way too hard of a schedule coming up. If
their schedule is so tough, man. Like looking at it before Oregon, the year. Okay, so their next game is Penn State.
Yeah, they have Penn State, Oregon, Iowa. I mean, it's still tough. It's not as tough of a game as it maybe once looked. Nebraska, kind of the same way. It's still a tough game. Maybe it's not as tough as it once looked. And then Minnesota, who it's, I mean, but both those games are at Iowa, at Nebraska, and then you get home Penn State, home Oregon. I mean, it's a pretty tough schedule to end the year for Wisconsin.
Yeah. That I think that I know you just mentioned them in passing, but like Minnesota for me was like the hardest team that I was looking at. And I was like, where am I putting these guys? Cause like,
yeah, I honestly dropped with Minnesota. I didn't want to, but like I couldn't put Iowa under them.
I think I actually moved them up from last. I can't remember where I had them last week. I'll be honest. I'd have to pull it up, but like, they're just so tough to figure out. Like the close game against Michigan, the USC win, like, then they go like beat UCLA, or they already beat UCLA. It's like, but they didn't play this week. So I guess it's not really fun to talk about because they didn't have a game. So talk about them next week, I guess. We'll figure more out about them
after they play. What have you made of this Rutgers collapse, Kent?
Dude, I kind of mentioned it already, but like, it just really brings me a lot of sadness because like Rutgers is a team that like, there's like four or five teams that are like not my team, but I just cling to, especially when they're having good years, I kind of bandwagon with them and like just love to tweet about them. I love to promote their programs and like kind of see them up. Like I love to see those type of programs up. Northwestern's one of them. Rutgers is one of them. You know, there's a handful of teams like Minnesota. Like I've done it for basketball, like not as much for football, but like I just love when Rutgers football is good. And the way that they were playing the first four games, it was just like, man, I love the way that this team plays. They run the ball hard. They play really solid defense. And I was like really getting on board with them. Like the Washington win was like they got outplayed in that game and they still found a way to win. And that's like so Rutgers. And then now three in a row, it's just like, guys, what is going on? Like against teams like they shouldn't. So I do have to apologize too, because last week I said Rutgers was going to win this game easily today. And obviously they did not. They lost outright. So I was totally wrong about that.
If they had everybody on their team, yeah, I think they win. I don't know about easily, but I think they win if they had everybody. But man, did you see that injury report for Rutgers? Like,
yeah, man, it's like half their team. But that's like, that's part of what's going to happen. I mean, maybe not that many guys, but like that's part of what's going to happen like throughout the course of a college football year anyways. But yeah, man, I just really got emotionally attached to them too much, I think, the first four games. And now I'm just really sad about them. I hate to see it. I really do hate to see it. I'm being sincere.
Yeah, I was one of the ones that was a little down on Rutgers just because they weren't winning by as much as I thought they should have. And like, you know, the early games, who was it? They played Akron and there was another MAC team. I think they played at the beginning where like they kind of let them hang around in the first half and then they kind of jumped ahead further in the second half. And I was like, I think you're a better team than this Rutgers. So I was a little down on them. Of course, you know, the week they lose is when I jump them up to like sixth or seventh in my power rankings. But
yeah,
I really do think if this Rutgers team didn't get as many injuries as they had, and I mean, their offensive line, I think they have two guys out on the offensive line right now, if not more. And so, I mean, you look at all that, it's like, you know, what are you going to do? Like Rutgers is not a team that's built with depth to just keep playing and keep winning. This is a team that has to remain healthy all season.
And Ethan was looking good too. Like I even talked about it, I think after like the week four or five, like when we were doing the power rankings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, man, he looks really comfortable in this offense. And then like just instantly just fell apart. And I hate it. I hate it for Kyle. Like he's such a great running back. Like I feel like he's not getting as much attention that he should be getting at this point, but You got to win, man. You got to be on a winning team.
Yeah, he doesn't have the offensive line that he needs. And I said it, I think, during their first loss or during their second loss. Like, I think Kyle MacManus is not the type of quarterback who is going to bring you back from, like, 3rd-and-8 or 3rd-and-6, stuff like that. Like, you have to stay on schedule to do that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, like, they weren't able to do that because the offensive line injuries. And Kyle Manunga is great, but you can't put the entire offense on his shoulders. Samuel Brown helped, but then, of course, he got hurt this last time. So, you know, it sucks, but it is what it is. I'm much lower on Northwestern than you are. You have Northwestern all the way up at 13th, still ahead of Maryland. I have them down at 17th. I feel like the Maryland win was kind of a fluke. Like, Maryland just kind of gave it up, and then I'm looking at this Maryland team now, and this Maryland team has beat, you know, who was it? Virginia. They beat USC now. They beat a number of other teams, and so Northwestern, like, I don't know. Like, I look at this team, and, like, they just got blown out by Wisconsin. Like, I don't think you can only score 3 points on two Big Ten opponents in Washington and Wisconsin and me have you above, I don't know, 15th at best. What do you think?
Yeah, like I just said, I always, like, have a spot in my heart for Northwestern. So, like, all the rules that I apply to every other team and all the fairness that I use, every other team, I should say, I just throw it out when I think about Northwestern because I love them so much. So they're ranked probably too high, I'll be honest. But in my defense, though, I don't know if there's a team behind them that wouldn't get beat by 20 by Wisconsin right now. Like, Maryland played really well today, but, like, are we really trusting Maryland against a Wisconsin team like that, like what Northwestern just played today? Like, USC, like, we always think that they should be in games, but, like, I don't know. Like, they did beat Wisconsin, so I guess I can't really argue that one.
Yeah.
But, like, UCLA, Rutgers, Purdue, like, I don't know. I have North. Listen, here's the thing. I have Northwestern ranked too high. That's the only thing I'm going to admit on this week's rankings. It's the only team that I put too high, for sure. Everybody else, perfect, especially at the top. Perfect, nailed it, got it right. Northwestern, maybe a touch too high. I apologize.
Well, on YouTube, we did title this the most accurate Big Ten power rankings. So if we are man enough to admit the one area that we messed up on and we are biased on, you know, I think we did a pretty good job.
And I'm sure people will, like, you know, they'll look at when people see my rankings. I think the first thing they're going to think is Northwestern's a little too high right there. I think that's the first thing they're going to think.
Maybe. But you never know. They might love Northwestern as well.
Maybe
might be like, hey, so finally we got some recognition. Casual Big Ten, he loves us.
I do love I love Northwestern. I don't know what it is about them, man. I just love them.
Oh, I love it. All right. I see some people talking about Lincoln Riley and stuff like that. Yes.
I missed the whole thing. Like, what happened after the game?
They just asked him. They were like, "What's going on? Like, what can you do differently?" And he was like, "I don't know." That was his answer. Was like, I don't know what we can do. I don't know what I can do. And it's like, wow, that's confident coming from your head coach. But his buyout is like, I don't know, like $90 million or something like that. I thought USC.
So he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah. Like, I thought USC was a private school or something, so you couldn't see their salary. I don't know. I've read that before in the past. I haven't looked up buyouts lately, but I plan on looking them up tomorrow because we're going to talk about hot seat tomorrow and what coaches are kind of on the hottest seat right now. So Lincoln Riley would definitely be mentioned. Ryan Walters would be mentioned. Based on the way Nebraska fans are reacting to my mentions right now, I think Matt Rhule will be mentioned. They don't think he should be mentioned, but
Kurt Cignetti on the hot seat right now because Alabama's going to try to hire him next year.
As I say, what's that called when they're on the in danger of being hired away seat?
Yeah. I think it's still hot. Like,
look at this. Eric is saying Northwestern is perfect at 13th.
Okay. See, so, well, maybe this is the most accurate rankings.
They did
just beat Maryland. Like, that's something I would push back on yours, though, is like, how do you have Northwestern so far below a team they just beat, like, last week? That's something that someone would say to me if I posted that. They would be like, dude, Northwestern just beat Maryland last week. How do you have Maryland so far ahead of them? That's what they would say to me. I feel like that's how they sound when they type it too. Like, dude, what are you doing right there? That's what they sound like. So
making up voices in our heads for the Twitter comments. So for me and my power rankings, I do my absolute best to try and stick to like this team beat that team. I do my absolute best, but there are some wins and losses that like are just so out there that I can't really explain them. And I try to go back and be like, okay, this is a different team than they were then. And I realize that's not exactly an exact science, but for me, that Maryland Northwestern game kind of fits on that level, kind of with the Northwestern USC game a little bit, similar to the Rutgers Washington game at this point.
Yeah, those are kind of like the one I have too.
Yeah, like, those are kind of like my three games right now that I'm like, these are such anomalies. But I also recognize that somebody else would probably say the same thing about Iowa, Minnesota right now, or I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say more about them because I'll probably keep making them mad, but Illinois, Penn State, like, I don't know, something like that. Like, so for me, I try my best, at least to the ones that just happened today. I try my best to stick by those. Like I put UCLA over Rutgers. I put Michigan State over Iowa, that kind of stuff. But sometimes like if Purdue beat Oregon, it's impossible. I wouldn't
want
to take care of that.
Yeah. Like you can't just put Purdue. Yeah. You would not be able to put Purdue. Like, which I feel like a lot of people on Friday night, myself included, was like, like this could happen.
Yeah.
And then the game started. I was like, yeah, never mind.
We talked about it on the show. We were like, could this happen? And I was like, I mean, spoiler makers, sure. But like Jeff Brohm ain't walking through that door. Like this is still Ryan Walters. Like, Jeff Brohm.
Or maybe he is just to watch it. Like, oh yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, he probably cried and left in the second half, or the second quarter at that point. But yeah, so anyway, I think that's all we can get to with our rankings. I don't think there's really anywhere else we can go. We could talk about, I don't think there's anybody else we can really talk about. I think we hit on all of
them. We talked about Michigan State that much, but that's okay. Like, I just was really impressed with them today. And like, you kind of mentioned it already, like not a lot of bad losses. Like, not any bad losses. Like I said, Boston College, their worst loss.
Yeah.
And then, Ohio State and Oregon, which there was a funny tweet today. Like, I think Lanning was complaining about having to travel so far on, like, 6 days rest or whatever, like, or between 6 days. And Michigan State had to do it, like, Ohio State and Oregon. They had to travel to both within 6 days.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious that Lanning was complaining about that, but like never heard that from Michigan State. So I really liked watching Michigan State tonight. They look like they had their stuff together. Like, I would not want to play them down the stretch. Like, if you're a team that's competing or a team that has playoff aspirations, like, they're looking good, which reminds me, I need to go back. I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was like, this, I think it was during the Boston College game actually, I was like, this Michigan State team is better than you think. And everybody in the replies said, no, they're not. Every single person. So I need to go back and pull that tweet and be like, I actually got one right here. I think they are better than you think.
I was not pounding the table, but after the Boston College loss, I had a lot of people telling me Michigan State's no good and they're terrible. And I was like, guys, like I think they actually have a pretty good offensive line, which –
yeah,
you know, they played Oregon and Penn State, or Oregon and Ohio State both, and didn't allow a sack against either of those teams, which I was like, that's pretty impressive. And then I said the defensive line was actually pretty good as well. And, you know, unfortunately, they like I don't think it's the offensive line and the defensive line's fault when Aiden Child's just throwing balls directly to the other team, or when Jack Vellian is fumbling within the 10-yard line. Like, if I'm the offensive line, defensive line, like I'm watching this team and I'm having similar feelings to how Michigan's defense is feeling about Michigan's offense right now, where it's like, really, you guys, we just got you all the way down there. We just helped you out and you're going to do that. Like,
So. Yeah. Good game from them tonight though. Like, it was nice to see them. Like, I don't have anything against Iowa. Like I said, I just started liking Iowa last week and then they lost this week. So I didn't really care. And I actually have futures on both of them. I was realizing this week, I was like, I have Iowa to win 6 conference games, but I have Michigan State to win over 5 games total. So I was like, either way, like, I'm going to be happy with this, whoever wins this game. But I just thought the way that Michigan State played tonight was really fun to watch.
Yeah. Yep. That was fun to watch. And honestly, at this point, Noah Kim could probably be number one in your power rankings and I wouldn't argue with it. So dude hit 5
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Noah was the quarterback last year.
Quarterback. Yeah,
and the only reason I know that is because I went to tweet about him, and I was just going to post a picture of him, and I typed in Noah. And he was, like, dropping back, and I was like, why is he dropping back at practice? And then I was like, oh, wait, that's the quarterback from last year. Oh, my God.
He had a sweet arm sleeve, though. Noah Kim, where's he playing now?
Oh, yeah, dude.
He did have a sweet arm
Noah
sleeve.
Noah Kim definitely looked the part, for sure.
He looked like somebody who would be a good quarterback, and then he threw the ball, and you were like, no, he's not a good quarterback.
Like, if you were playing playground football, like, before you knew, and, like, him and Dylan Gabriel were right there, and, like, you know, some other quarterbacks like Jack Tuttle, even though he's tall, like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, dude, I'm taking this Noah Kim guy right here. He's about to lead me to playground glory today.
Yeah. I'd take him over Dylan Raiola just looking at him, but that'd be a mistake.
That'd be a huge mistake. Or would it? Or would it based on today?
No. I think Dylan Raiola, I think he's better. Sonny has a very important question for you, Kent. He says, how many conference games Illinois winning, Kent? Well, currently they are 3-1 in the conference, and their final five games in the conference are at Oregon, Minnesota, Michigan State, at Rutgers, at Northwestern. How many do you see them winning of those five games?
Kent, I have to look at it with my own eyes, which I can do as soon as I finish this sentence. And I don't know if Sonny's being serious or if he's still making fun of me about my preseason pick with Illinois, but we have cleared the air with the preseason pick. So if he's still jabbing at me for that, then shame on you, Sonny. Honestly, shame on you for still doing that. Let's see. They got Oregon. I think they could win the rest of their games besides Oregon. And I'm not saying that they can't beat Oregon, because I think that they can beat Oregon, but I wouldn't bet on Illinois in that game. But I think that I can comfortably say that I think they'll win the rest of them, though. So what'd you say they're at right now? 4-1?
3-1.
3-1. So they'll win four more, so they'll be 7-2 in conference, Wow. Which is really impressive, I feel like.
You think they win on the road at Northwestern?
Yes.
Okay. On the road.
Don't you? It's at Wrigley Field. There's going to be more Illinois fans there.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I forgot that one.
Like, way more. So they basically have one more road. Or, I mean, besides Oregon, which I like just said, I think they're going to lose that game. They have one more road game, and it's Rutgers, who is, like, falling apart right now. So, like, yeah, I can see them winning.
Probably the team they struggle with the most on this stretch. I mean, no disrespect to Minnesota by saying this, but I think Michigan State, if Michigan State doesn't turn it over, but Illinois is so good at getting turnovers that, like, I think Michigan State has the best chance. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like Aiden Child's going to throw, like, three picks in that game.
Maybe. Maybe. But we'll see. Maybe he's figuring it out, though.
Maybe he will. Maybe he will. All right, everybody, that's the show, and I can tell it's getting very contentious in the comments right now, so I'll leave this for you all to go argue with each other more on Twitter. Please do it on my tweets, because that helps engagement, so if you want to go argue somewhere, you can do that in my tweets. I really appreciate it. Kent, you have anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, I'm also going to recommend that people do it in your tweets, because like it's enough in mine. Like, I can already tell. I haven't even opened Twitter yet since we started, but I can already tell it's going to be toxic in the replies. So go to JR's tweets and do it instead.
Yeah, my mentions are Rutgers should be 18th and IU fans happy. Actually, there's like three replies, so never mind. A lot of likes, though. 50 likes. So
yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching the Big Ten Huddle Power Rankings episode tonight. We'll be back. Me and Zach will be back tomorrow night with a recap episode. In addition to recapping all the games, we're also going to get into some coaches' hot seat talk, and we'll also make fun of the SEC and how fraudulent they are. So if you enjoy some good SEC talk and how terrible they are, please come back, because we'll make sure we deliver on that for you. So thanks, everybody, for being here. We appreciate it. Have a good one.